Ghawsul Azam, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a gift to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, if you look at every stage of his life, there are so many lessons we can learn. Even before he was born, there are lessons for us as well. For example, when he was in the womb of his blessed mother, she would recite the Quran in abundance. Now, what is the case with mothers today, Muslim mothers? That when they are expecting, what do they be doing? Do they be reciting the Quran or doing something else? Listening to music, for example, ma'azallah, which is impermissible. And remember, if a person is sinning whilst expecting, then this will have negative effects on the child as well. But if they recite the Quran, this will have a positive effect. And how do we know this? Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam radiallahu ta'ala, when he was born and he grew up, at the age of 4 years old, he was sent to madrasa to learn the Quran. And whilst there, he recited ta'awudh, a'udhu billah, and tasmiyah, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And then he continued to recite the noble Quran all the way until the 18th para. And his teacher asked, out of amazement, how do you know how to recite this much of the Quran? And he said, the reason for this is that when I was in my mother's womb, she would recite the Quran, and she knew the Quran up until this part, and she would recite it. And hence, when I was in her womb, I memorized 18 parts of the Quran. Now this was a miracle of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And a lesson for us today that when women, Muslim women, when they're expecting, they must be pious and obedient to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, they will attain blessings themselves. And more importantly, their child will also attain blessings as well.